Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Could have
Australian punters in our lives for 20-something years.
He's had, that's true. But I think he's had the nickname since he came into the league or whatever. So,
but my point is, why did it take this long
to come up? That's fair. You would have thought that that Chris Berman would have come up with it.
Yes.
In literally the first, the first Australian to put foot to football would be the Boomin' Onion. We got to take a break. We got Chris Arrington coming up next. Jeff Calkins, 92.9 FM ESPN. Chris Arrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That's Nashville Radio by Chicago-based British roots punk great John Langford. Another Nashville song. Yes, I am in Nashville for the third and final day this week.
So was there any, I'll get to the piece you wrote about John Jaren here in a minute. Was there any theme yesterday? Speed kills was day one. What emerged yesterday from the
In addition to Isolo, newcomers, Kentavious Caldwell Pope and Ty Jerome spoke after practice. Drew wrote a piece about them, and I will follow later today with another piece about them. I'd sort of mapped out my preseason columns, and one of them was going to be a Ty Jerome, Kentavious Caldwell Pope combo piece, and then they both spoke on the same day, so I sort of needed to do it. But there's not a lot of overlap in the content of my piece and Drew's, so I recommend you read both. They both spoke, and you know, there's definitely a contrast. There's contrast on the floor where there are different kinds of players. You know, Jerome thought of him as more of an offensive player, more of an on-ball player, and Pope thought of him as more of a defensive player, you know, 3-and-D player, off-ball player. And there's a contrast in how they communicate, too, which is Ty Jerome, more than any player already, he's spoken twice as a member of the Memphis Grizzlies publicly. He already, more than any player in franchise history, including Mike Conley, seems like a head coach. They might as well just, like, you know, hand him a clipboard when he's not in the game now and let him help coach. He talks like a coach more than any player I've ever been around. He's very, very thoughtful and very direct and a little zen, which I sort of joke about in my column. It's a little Phil Jackson, like philosophy of basketball, you know, stuff going on. And Kentavious Caldwell Pope is more of like I'm a soft spoken guy. I'll lead by example. And like, I think there's a good chance they're both effective for the team on and off the floor this season.
Yeah, it was, and obviously we'll talk more about this after you write your column and we read your column about them. One of the things that I think you pointed out in the previous column was there was other summers where Zach Kleiman has been criticized for bringing in so many youngsters, and here right. It really is striking. He's brought in a bunch of mid-career experienced reinforcements for this team, and honestly, they have been among the most impressive talkers. We'll see how it plays out so far.
Yeah, you know, the Bane trade was a very forward-oriented in that trade. I mean, I know Caldwell Pope came in the trade, but it was not a trade for Caldwell Pope. It was a trade for four first-round picks, two of which are still outstanding, and it's a trade that's biggest impact won't be felt until beyond this season. But, you know, signing Ty Jerome and then making a point of keeping Caldwell Pope. Caldwell Pope had to be in that trade for salary matching and roster balance reasons. He was always going to be in that trade. But even if there were other options to do the trade without him, I think the Grizzlies would have wanted him in the trade. And from the jump, they were very focused on keeping him this season. So I think adding those two guys as very much present tense this season players counterbalances the idea that that Bane trade is more future oriented, into sort of the idea of reshaping the team is not just something that you have to wait on. It starts now, and the skill sets they bring in terms of an on-ball guy who can like handle the playmaking, hopefully without as many turnovers in Jerome, and another longer, rangier defender in Caldwell Pope, sort of, you know, those are present tense moves.
Yeah, and to clarify, although KCP came as part of that trade and the draft picks did, Ty Jerome did not. But he would not have been. He would not have signed. They would not have gotten Ty Jerome if they had, or Desmond, or he wouldn't have come here if Desmond Bane had been here. Isn't that correct? Like he is not part of the deal, but he's a fallout from the deal. Go ahead.
I think that's probably true. I mean, from a contractual standpoint, it's not necessarily true. I mean, they would have had the same exception to sign Ty Jerome as already had. The question is, would they have wanted to use it on a player like Ty Jerome? Would he have wanted to come here? I think it's maybe on the front end, probably not on the back end in terms of Ty Jerome's decision.
The other part that strikes me about all this, and this is a place where you've been, I think, is that were it not for the injuries, I mean, this is thought you're talking about how there's a present tense value of this trade in addition to the future. Were it not for the injuries that they're beginning the season with Zach Edey on the sidelines and Brandon Clark on the sidelines and who knows about Jaron, I think I'd feel awfully optimistic about this team, particularly relative to national expectations about this team.
Different, but
worse. I don't know. Like, I think you can make an argument that even although the payoff will ultimately be for Cedric Howard, hopefully, and the other draft picks down the road, I think you could have made an argument that this team is as good as that team last year. The injuries muddy it up, right?
As good as Desmond Bane was and is, the incoming outgoing among the perimeter cast around John Morant is very far down the list of my concerns about the Grizzlies this season.
Right.
It's the front court injuries, you know, in concert with what I already thought was a little bit too little depth in front court. That is number one by far for me, my concern for them this season. And then after that, it's like the unproven nature of Isolo as a head coach, and it's the how many games is John Morant going to play. I think that the totality of the addition subtraction, we talk about Bane and Kennard out, but Kanavis Caldwell Pope and Ty Jerome and Cedric Howard in, plus a year to Jalen Wells, and plus I was very high on what Scottie Pippen was going to do coming into this season already.
Yep.
When you add all of that together, I think the totality of the outgoing incoming on the perimeter is to me, is likely a lateral move, and maybe even better than that, which I know sounds wild when you lost the better player. But you're talking about three positions on the perimeter for 48 minutes a night for 82 games. You know, it's more than just Desmond Bane.
All right, onward to the piece you've written about John Jaron. It's up at the Daily Memphian. Urge people to read it. You started with a game from 2020, a Detroit game in 2020. How did you even recall that game? Where did you dredge that game up from as a harbinger of what they could become?
I mean, I remember lots of stuff, I guess, but I mean, especially things I've written about. I remember things that I write better than things that I read or see. You know, I mean, sort of like in school, like you take the note, taking the notes makes you remember, even if you never look at the notes again, just the act of taking them. So it's kind of that kind of thing. I remember that. I remember writing and talking about that game when it happened as the thing I just described. As this, like, you know, this is the new thing. This is the preview of coming attractions, because it was polishing off a game on the road with the John Morant, Jaron Jackson two-man game down the stretch. And it was like the first time, I don't know if it was the first time, but the first time I noted that in a profound way, taking over a game on the road with those two guys who are both 20 years old and barely 20 at the time. They weren't even like, they weren't 20 and a half. They were less than 20 and a half, right? And so I remembered that when I started. It's not like that game's been looming in my head for 5 years or whatever, but when I started thinking about the arc of John Jaron, that's one of the things that popped up to me. Another thing that popped up, I ended up not referencing in the column, was the ninja and the unicorn, you know, like post-game presser they did in New York, right? So when I just think about them as a duo, like I think about the first piece I wrote before Jai ever played a game, where I was, you know, making the Garnett-Marbury comps or the Stockton-Malone comps and sort of looking at the history of those kind of pairings, And I thought about that Pistons game and some other things. But the Pistons game seemed like a good callback for that particular column I was writing.
All right, so we've had 6 years of this. Has it been a success?
It's been a success, but it hasn't been the kind of success that maybe people were anticipating. And it hasn't been as much of a success as probably was wanted. I mean, it's one playoff series win, right? I think that's below hope, certainly. But it's also been like they've both made multiple All-Star teams, which not many players in the history of the franchise have done. They've both done that. They've both won major NBA awards, which not many players – there's not many instances in Grizzlies history of that happening, and those are two of them, those two guys. Morant's done two of them, Rookie of the Year and Most Improved. They have had a winning record. They came into a rebuilding team, and they, you know, already at age 26, like their total record is a winning record. They have been to the postseason. The postseason, at least one of those was a play-in where they didn't get through the first time.
Yep.
They've been to the postseason every season they've been together, except for the one where Ja Morant played 9 games. So yeah, it's been a success, but it hasn't been all that you would have hoped.
Yeah, it's been good, but. And yet disappointing. Like, yeah, I think. So, all right. You wrote in separate sections on Ja and Jaren. With the Ja thing, we've talked about him before, and I'm just going to touch on this. One of the things that does strike me is, as you pointed out, he had no rehab this summer, right? There was nothing. I mean, he had the injury that took him out of the play, but he was able to actually focus on his game this summer.
The entirety of his body instead of just his shoulder, right?
Right.
Just getting your whole self ready for the season. I mean, he sort of expressed that. I mean, we have no idea what he's been doing other than, like, going to China. But that's what he said when he was asked about, you know, what his summer was about. He was, like, you know, getting to know my body, right?
And you have, and I'll let people look at the numbers themselves, but numbers that Ja and Jaren on the court together, one of them without the other, what does that tell you,
I actually borrowed that from a mailbag this summer when I got a question about the lack of Ja and Jaren interaction. And the point I made to the response to that is, yes, there's been sort of a lack of interaction, but players impacting the game together is not necessarily always dependent on them interacting together in a play. Part of that is also, you know, Jaren's ability to space from a front court position creates space for Ja to operate. That's a way that they work together. That's not like, you know, there's no assist or screen involved, but their skill sets are meshing on the floor in a way that helps team play. And then the way Jaren can anchor a defense to sort of make up for, you know, Ja's, I think Ja's defense has gotten better, but, you know, he's not Drew Holiday out there either. And so when you put the numbers together, you look at the lineup data of when they're both on the floor together, when they're both off the floor, and when you split them up over the last three, you know, full seasons they played, which is three of the last four. And in the last two in particular, the team has been much, much better when they're both on the floor, which is no great surprise for the two best players on the team. But just to illustrate that that happens even like if there's not a lot of like two-man game going on.
And so now we get to the question of, is this year, in terms of that, going to be different? And one of the big questions is we know kind of how Ja's going to be used. You know, we don't really know how Jaren is going to be used. And as you pointed out, you know, 2 years ago when he blossomed offensively, it was without Ja there. And then last year, at least for the bulk of it, it was with a system that involved no screening, essentially. He comes back from injury and his numbers kind of fell off. And so now we're wondering how this is going to fit in the Isolo system. What have they talked about? What have they said about that?
Well, it was interesting when Ja and then Isolo both talked on Tuesday, I guess, they both, in the context of their media sessions, without specific prompting, I mean, there were general questions about stuff that would lead to this, but no one said, so has Jaren been screening? Like, no one said that, right? So it wasn't like a direct prompt. They both talked about not only using, you know, working with Jaren and like screen and roll stuff as the screener in training camp, but they both sort of said, well, he hasn't done that before, which is not like true technically, but it's revealing for them to both say, like, you know, Jaren's been asking questions about this. We're working on this. It's something he hasn't done, or it's something he can get better at, is how Isolo phrased it. So like he's never set a screen before. That's not true, but it is something that the team has gone away from the past few seasons. You know, I did have to look at the numbers, but it feels like that happened more Ja's rookie season than it has since. And it feels like they're trying to make an effort to incorporate that back in, maybe especially with Edie out. But it's not like that's going to be Jaron's primary role. Ty Jerome had a comment about Jaron yesterday that I didn't use. I don't think Drew used it either. But he basically said, you know, like in his philosophy of basketball, the game tells you what to do kind of thing. It was like Jaron's going to get his touches. He's going to get his ISOs and get everything. But then there are going to be times where the matchup is like Jaron needs the screen. And, like, no one's above that. And everyone's going to do everything. And, you know, it's all going to work. But so I think there'll be times when Jaron is a spacer around a Ja Morant, you know, Jock Landale action. There'll be times when they ISO Jaron and people spread out for him. There'll be times when somebody's setting a screen and Jaron's getting a screen. But there will be times that they're going to use Jaron and screening, I think, more than has been than has happened the past two seasons.
The term point forward appeared somewhere in your piece. I don't know who deployed it. What do you think that means in the context of Jaron?
Yeah, I mean, Ja's first answer, I think, when I asked him about how Jaron fits into the offense, and he said point forward. And Ty Jerome didn't say that, but on media day, when he was talking about the multiple ball handlers with the guards, he included, we have creators at the four, on-ball creators at the four, and Jaron and Santi. I mean, Jaron, passing is one of the least developed parts of Jaron's game.
Right.
So I don't know about the point part, but the idea that, like he may create more for himself than others in that situation unless that develops. The idea that he's going to handle the ball on the perimeter and sort of run things and create offense off the dribble on the perimeter. I mean he's excelled at that the past two seasons, and so it's just a matter of how you incorporate that into the mix now.
All right, and then finally, I gather you got a glimpse of him working out.
Yeah, they closed the gym. They were bringing the people who were talking, bringing him out into the hall out of the gym. And so the media comes out to the hall to listen to people talk. And then while that was happening, we looked up and they closed the doors. But the door it wasn't a solid door. There was like a window pane in the door.
Right.
So we could see in there that Jaron was going through what looked to be a pretty vigorous individual workout with assistant coaches and stuff. Yeah.
All right. People can read the piece over at the Daily Memphian. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. You can read his piece there. Drew as well. Drew's written about Ty Jerome and KCP, and those two complement each other, maybe even better than John Jaron. But when they're on the floor together, Drew and Chris, the numbers are really pretty much overwhelming. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We are going to play Right of the Night Trivia. Before that, I will remind you, this would be a good. It's Thursday. It's starting to think about the weekend. Tonight would be a good night to go out, and I would recommend you go to Raging Cajun right there, 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. Jeffrey always gets the roast beef po' boy. I'll be honest, I'm tempted. The problem is I can't pass up the oysters. That's the problem. All on Leidenheimer bread sent up from New Orleans, because that's what Mason Jambon has set out to create. He was involved in Bounty on Broad, that fabulous restaurant that I talked about for so long, and he decided I'm gonna make a New Orleans style restaurant, a place that reminds me of the places that I grew up going to in New Orleans, and so that's what he has done. The food's spectacular. There's outside seating. It's relaxed. It's delicious. They also, by the way, have a jazz brunch on Sunday. If you haven't tried it. Tried it. If you have tried it, I don't have to tell you to go again because it's fabulous. Already popping up on the in the Best of Memphis as best new. It's on the list of best new restaurants, and it's on the list of best Cajun restaurants. It is Raging Cajun, 2740 Bartlett Road in Bartlett. You can check out the menu at Cajun901.com. Now we're going to play Right of the Right Trivia. Kevin Cerrito is going to join us. What's the fabulous prize, Jeffrey?
Jeff, we have two tickets to 99.7 The Wolf's Stars and Guitars. It will be October the 22nd at Minglewood. Proceeds go to Le Bonheur Children's Hospital. Also, you can go to the website and buy tickets as well if you don't win them next on Right of the Right Trivia.
Because this is day two of the government shutdown, we'll take caller number two. 445-0929, 445-0929. You either have to be righter than right, as was what happened last week, or you just have to play honorably. We'll do that when we return. 445-0929, 445-0929. Caller number two, righter than right trivia. When we return, it's the Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by the Czar of Fun and Games here in Memphis, Tennessee, Kevin Cerrito. Kevin, how are you?
Hey, Jeff. How's everybody doing today? Before we get into the trivia stuff, I do, you know, yeah. I'm not only a part of the Jeff Calkins Show, yeah. I am a loyal listener to the Jeff Calkins Show. And I know we've been going on with this storyline with the Reese's Oreos on Tuesdays.
Fishman's obsessed with the Reese's Oreos. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I don't know if he should be, honestly. I got some. They're in Memphis. They're out there. They're out. I was at a pharmacy, picked them up, and... you know, growing up, I was a big fan of Reese's. It was my favorite growing up. I haven't eaten it as much as an adult. I mean, I don't know if you've seen some recent studies that about some forever chemicals that are supposed to be on your Reese's when you get them.
No, I haven't seen any studies about this.
Yeah, look into some of those studies.
No. Don't look at them. Shield your eyes, smart people, and eat your Reese's. That's the key to life.
You can't test positive. You don't
stop
test.
Stop reading about this stuff. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, good point.
But also, I also love Oreos. So I also love Oreos, too. Like, I mean, if I'm in an ice cream shop, if nothing else like catches my eye, like I'm getting the cookies and cream. Like, I think cookies and cream is awesome. But to me, I've never really picked up anything else besides cookies and cream that is really, like, good, right? Like, if it's a cookies and cream flavored donut, I don't think it's that great. Cookies and cream, but that's me. Maybe that's me personally, but I think there's nothing beats a true Oreo or cookies and cream ice cream. Outside of that, I don't know what it is. So anyway, I tried it, and I'll tell you, it's better than an average Reese's, but it definitely pales in comparison to an average Oreo. So that is my
That is so screwed
review.
Up. Like, you have the whole order wrong. Like, a Reese's is so much better than an Oreo. So how can
No,
you
it's
say-
not.
And Oreos are just okay. They're fine. They're dry. They're okay. A Reese's is freaking delicious.
Well, you should
delicious.
Get double stuff if you think they're, I mean,
I get,
too dry.
I only get double stuff. And then I would only get double stuff, and then I would slice it in half, put ice cream in there, and it starts to become palatable. At that point, Jeffrey, how do you feel? Reese's, rank them. Reese's and Oreos. It's a simple 1-2 rank.
I'm with Kevin here, though.
You like an Oreo better than a Reese's?
I do.
What is wrong with you people?
I do. I don't know why. I love my favorite ice cream is peanut butter and chocolate ice
contestant?
Cream, but
Who's
I don't know why
contestant?
I don't like Reese's.
I need an ally.
John and Bartlett.
John.
Good morning.
Which is better, a Oreo or a Reese's peanut butter cup?
I like Reese's, but Oreo, I like it with milk.
That's fine, but which is better? Let's get a Reese's is better.
Reese's.
Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. You can lay your.
Oh, we have a tie. This is the Jeff Calkins Show poll.
You're allowed to play. And because
so
it's.
Winning.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want to say, John?
I said, so I'm winning already, right?
Yeah, exactly. He's winning.
Yeah, Jeff's already given you 3 points.
He's winning
points.
Already.
Yeah.
Yeah, scores 3-0. John, 3. Kevin, nothing is the score. Okay, hold on, John. Let me see what else is happening in Kevin's world. Kevin, what else is happening besides in your weirdly misjudged world? There, where you, I'm starting to question everything about you. But where will you be this week?
I just said I like them both. But anyway, I do think this should be a Jeff Calkins poll before Tuesday, before you get to the next Fishman segment. We need to decide. Well, what do people think, Reese's or Oreos? And we've got a tie here on the show right now.
I think Reese's will win overwhelmingly.
You think Reese's will win over Oreos? Yes. The most popular cookie, like hands down.
I think
question,
you and I are in the minority on this.
In America, though, it's like how can you top the most popular cookie in America versus
it's a dry cookie.
A candy? That's
it's a dry cookie. Reese's is the most popular. Most popular candy, and candy's better than cookies.
Is it the most popular? I don't know. Is it on the top of the list?
Yes.
I know it's high up.
You're the quiz master.
I don't have my candy stats. It is spooky season. I'll come back with that very soon. All right, yeah, but hey, we're back this weekend in Tunica. So we were at the Caesars Sportsbook inside Horseshoe Casino last weekend. Had a lot of fun playing trivia and just hanging out, honestly. Hanging out with Gabe Kuhn, Connor Dunning. They'll both be down there with me again this Saturday from noon to 3. So you can come down, eat some great food, hang out, watch all the big games on the giant screen, play some trivia, and win some stuff. I mean, the prizes are awesome. We're giving away dining bucks as well as a slot play, which one player, we mentioned this the other day on Jeffrey Wright and Company, that one person turned the $92 in slot play that they won into like $400. Was it 700? Was it 720?
You said it was like over $700.
Yeah, it was over $720. He did it. He did that like in 15 minutes. So you can really, this is awesome, fun time. It's the College Football Frenzy Live Trivia happening again this Saturday. We're doing it once a month this fall, and this is the only time we're doing back-to-back weeks. So we'll be back there on Saturday. And a quick programming note for Music Bingo. We've been playing Music Bingo for a few years at Ghost River on Fridays. We have moved it to Thursdays now, starting tonight. It's on the first Thursday, and in the event of a fifth Thursday, we'll be there at Ghost River. Alternating weeks with Laughlin Yard now downtown. So come downtown and play tonight.
Okay, by the way, I have some important updates. Sorry.
Did you find more people that agree with you?
No. Uh-oh. There are. The world agrees with me on this one, but I do want to address the chemicals in the Reese's peanut butter cup issue.
Why did you say you said you weren't going to look that up?
What I want to do. What do you do when you're miserable? Is you watch one? There are things to do. You can go out and correct the record and see. Or you could just make sure everybody else is miserable too, right? You can bring other people down with you. And so as you are slurring Reese's peanut butter cups.
I'm not. I'm saying there's reports that there's
a lawsuit alleging that PFAS, and we should probably get Fishman. We should do a special Fishman on Friday on Tuesday episode on PFAS because I don't really understand what they are. It's plastic or something in chemical, whatever. Anyway, that lawsuit alleges that they're in Reese's peanut butter cup packaging and that they can migrate to the Reese's peanut butter cup. But also, Hershey's chocolate bar, this is where I'm going to bring everyone else to. Also, Hershey's chocolate bar, Hershey Kisses, Kit Kats, one of the great overrated candies of all time, Almond Joy, Mounds, Heath Bar, Milk Duds, and Mr. Good Bar. So you can't enjoy any of those, people. Instead, you can
but
just
is Oreo
eat your
on the list?
Dry, nasty
I didn't hear 100
Oreo.
Grand.
All you have to do is eat your dry, nasty Oreo. Anyway, so there you go. All right, well, let's bring John back into the show. I'm going to turn things over to Kevin, and may the best man win, as long as it's John. Go ahead.
We'll continue to track all this about the candy. I mean, it's the time of year, right? It's candy season. So, all right, John, this is Rider Than Right trivia time. Let's get the intro going.
It's time for the Jeff Calkins Show's Right Than Right Trivia, presented by Cerrito Trivia, starring the great radio quizmaster Kevin Cerrito and Jeffrey Wright. Righter Than Right Trivia on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
All right, your job's trying to get more right than Jeffrey. If you do, you'll win. Of course, you just got to play honorably in order to claim the prize. Jeffrey, so we're in a unique situation for this game. Jeffrey lost in August. He lost in September. The question is, will he lose in October as we start this brand new month? John, you could do it here today. I'm going to give you the choice of two categories. Whatever you don't choose automatically goes to Jeffrey. He can steal from you one time and vice versa. If we get to that point, we're going to start with music or movies today?
Movies.
Movies. Margaret Robbie played Harley Quinn in what 2016 film?
Suicide Squad.
Margaret Robbie played Harley Quinn in Suicide Squad. That is correct. Point. All ready for John. Not looking good For Jeffrey, yes, we go to music.
4-0, according to Jeff.
4-0, John leads. Exactly right. Yes, go ahead.
We're scoring today like around the horn. You just got to agree with the person. All right. In 2013, it was going down, and what two musicians were yelling timber all summer long back in 2013?
All right. So that...
both musicians.
Kesha. So
yes, that's one of them.
I don't even know what any of these words mean, just to be clear.
Timber, all summer long. Who was yelling timber all summer long back in 2013?
All right, I'm between two, but I think right around was Flo Rida. I'm going to say Pitbull.
You are correct. Pitbull and Kesha, timber. We're tied up.
4-1. Next.
TV shows or TV commercials, John?
Shows.
Chuck Norris played a cop who frequently employed martial arts skills in his job during what TV series in the mid to late 1990s?
It'd be Walker, Texas Ranger.
Man, didn't even hesitate.
Correct. That is correct. Walker, Texas Ranger. To the TV commercials, one of Jeffrey's favorite parts of a football game. What insurance company features ads with recurring characters Lemu the Emu and Doug?
Liberty Insurance.
That's right. Well,
Liberty, is it?
Yeah. I mean, it's Liberty Mutual.
We're giving him that one. It's 2-2.
Liberty.
It's 2-2.
Babies or Arabic?
Gosh. There's a
contrast. We've never had those two choices before.
Yeah.
I guess babies.
What name that starts and ends with A was the third most popular name given to baby girls born last year in the United States?
Oh, God.
It's a name that starts and ends with A. It's the third most popular name given to baby
the
girls.
The third most
born.
Popular.
The third most, yes. So it's not the most popular, but it's at the top of near the top of the list. Starts and ends with an A.
Anna, maybe?
Incorrect. Jeffrey, you want to steal?
No, because that was my guess.
The name we're looking for is Amelia. Amelia.
No chance.
Amelia. So, all right.
So
Jeffrey has an opportunity here. Jeffrey has an opportunity.
Yeah, Arabic.
Yeah.
real big chance here.
He's got an opportunity with Arabic, yes.
Release the Amelia Earhart files, please. We got to do it. All right. Mm-hmm. Arabic. What mathematical word that starts and ends with A comes from Arabic, meaning to rejoin broken parts? What mathematical word that starts and ends with A comes from Arabic, meaning to rejoin broken parts?
Starts and ends with A, because the only...
Well, addition doesn't end with A, so that wouldn't work. That wouldn't work at all.
The only word I had was arithmetic.
Also, no way at the end. Arithmetic.
That's correct. No way.
Yeah.
That would do it.
We're going to need an answer. Say no answer.
Yeah, I mean, no answer.
Yeah, no answer. A rare moment here, Jordan, rather than right trivia. John, do you want to steal?
I think I have it now.
No, thanks.
I think I thought of it. Is it? Could it really be algebra?
It is algebra. Algebra.
Gosh, darn it. That wasn't as hard as it seemed.
If I could get it, that's going to make a good point. It's tied at 2-2, unless we're scoring on the Oreo scale, in which case John leads 6-2.
Well, or he could get 3 points for every amp, so maybe it's 9-2.
Right, exactly. It's 2-2. Back to Kevin back to John.
Science or geography?
What's the call? What's the
science
question?
Or science geography?
Geography.
Lines of latitude are sometimes called parallels. What is another name for a line of longitude?
Perpendicular?
That is not correct. Jeffrey, you still have a steal. John, you still have a steal.
I have one.
I see the 45th parallel or whatever. The 39th parallel.
All right, I think I'm going to steal.
What is it?
Meridian.
The meridian.
Meridian is correct.
Oh, he takes the lead. The meridian.
Meridian, another name for longitude is meridian.
And he's got control. Go ahead, Jeffrey. Go ahead. Yep.
Science, what element with an atomic number of 30 is essential for cell growth and immune system function?
30.
Not 29.
God, I like it when it gives me the letters better.
Say it again. Let me hit a question again.
What element with an atomic number of 30 is essential for cell growth and immune system function?
Cell growth and immune system function.
Let's see. God, where's that? The only one that comes to mind is like when you think about zinc.
When you think about zinc, you think of the correct answer, okay. Jeffrey. Back on track today.
You got zinc.
So far.
He got zinc, John. I don't know how you can cope with that. It's 4-2, so your lead has been cut to 6-4.
Yeah.
John, how many do you want to wager of your 2 points?
Wait, are we at final question?
Are we in the final question?
Yes, it's final round. Yes,
I keep track of this stuff very closely, Jeffrey. John, how many points do you want to wager?
I guess I'm all in.
You're all in. Jeffrey, how many are you wagering?
One.
All right, here we go.
Wow, Jeffrey, not necessarily learning from his mistakes. We've got things that are pink is the final category because tomorrow's a big holiday in this country. It is Mean Girls Day, and Taylor Swift, of course, has picked Mean Girls Day to release her album, very similar to Stranger Things releasing their new episodes on holidays as well this year. It's a new trend. All right, Mean Girls Day is tomorrow, so things that are pink is the category. Do you want A or B?
A.
A. All right. What was the name of the strawberry-scented pink antagonist in the movie Toy Story 3?
I know it's a bear. I have no idea. I can't remember the name. It's been a while.
Do you know it yet, Jeffrey? Have you watched this?
Tapping out.
Yes. Lotso.
Lotso is correct. Lotso Huggin or Lotso, the correct answer.
Do you have the steal?
He's just bragging. It was just for fun.
Right now it's 4-0, but we play to the echo of the whistle, so let's give Jeffrey his question.
All right, here is the hit, and John hadn't stolen, so he could get a point. In the 1950s, Owens Corning started adding pink dye to what product to differentiate it in the market? So in the 1950s, Owens Corning started adding pink dye to what product to differentiate it in the market?
I mean... I'm trying to think, like, windows? I'm going with windows.
Windows is not correct. Not correct. You're getting real close on the right path. So fiberglass insulation. So if you look in your attic, we have fiberglass insulation in the 1950s. They added
pink. I thought God created that pink. God created that pink. John, Jeffrey didn't play it honorably. And not only that, he prefers Reese's to Oreos.
Most importantly.
So you told him how to get a surprise?
Yeah, I've got all his information. Right. Thanks for playing,
John. Appreciate it. Kevin, where will you be?
Go to SaritaEntertainment.com, find out where we're at tonight. We've got 3 music bingos, including our new Thursday spot, Ghost River on the South Main Tap Room there in downtown. But the four trivia is happening where we will ask one or more of these questions tonight, as we do at all of our trivia nights around town. You always have an advantage for being a loyal listener here to the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Got to take a break. Back in a moment. It is Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. So, Jeffrey, I'm getting a notice of a new traffic patterns around Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium this Saturday. And so if any of you are heading to the game Saturday, and I hope you are, you might be aware of, I don't have all the complexities of it, but whatever. If you're driving, check to make sure that the traffic patterns are traffic patterns that agree with.
All right, I've got the updates. You want them?
Sure.
Okay. Traffic flow updates. For those that are on Glenn Rogers Senior Street, that was formerly South Hollywood, before the game starting at 4 p.m., it's one way southbound from Central Avenue towards Access 4. All four lanes will be southbound. So if you're turning right from, or I'm sorry, if you're turning left from Central heading towards Southern, it's all going that direction.
So that's the key. All right. Correct. I'll remind people again. I was asked earlier to remind people that this is, it is reunion weekend for Memphis Tiger Athletics, and so all former letter winners, administrators, coaches, managers, and trainers, and Jeffrey and I are focused on the managers and trainers.
Yes.
From all sports are invited to attend an event on October 3. That's tomorrow. It's a reception from 5:30 to 8:30 at Old Dominick Distillery. So there you go, Tiger reunion weekend. A whole bunch of people in a whole bunch of sports who have become important parts of the community. And so they are all not just welcome back, but encouraged to come back. We also don't have time to get into it, Jeffrey, but there's another story on expanding the NCAA basketball tournament.
Yeah, something everybody's clamoring for.
Everyone's
an expanded
for
NCAA tournament. According to Ross Dellinger, who's writing for, this is an On Three article that, executives are inching closer to expand the tournament to 76 teams, starting not this tournament, but the next.
So there you go. All right. We will be back tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone. For now, our work is done.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.